woman of God. She's a woman of prayer. She's a woman who the things of God are very dear to her heart. And it's a privilege, and I say this on all our behalfs, for us to have her here today. And I know that without a doubt, God is going to use her mightily. So again, I encourage you, don't be distracted. Focus, key into what God is going to do. And by his grace, our lives would never be the same in a positive way, in Jesus' mighty name. So with amazing grace, joy, I welcome Pastor Bola Agbayegun.
Let's do better for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, and Jesus alone, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Stars, the Faithful One who has promised, call unto me, I will answer you, I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much. I give all the praise and the honor to the Lord for the opportunity. And I want to thank God for the pastors in the house, Father and the Lord sitting at the back right there. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, Ma. Thank you, all the ministers and the family. I celebrate everyone tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you one more time. We give you all the praise and all the honor. What a privilege we have to come to you. What a privilege and opportunity to be counted worthy, to even call upon you, to even come before your presence. It is because you are a loving Father. You are a caring God. You are the one who never leaves nor forsake. Father, we say thank you. Sweet Holy Spirit, we open up our spirit man unto you tonight. We pray that you breathe on us afresh. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit, we ask that you will strengthen us in the place of prayer tonight. That you will help us to pray aright. That you will help us to be sincere before you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for every one of us here tonight. When I saw the team, the message about tonight's meeting, I was so excited. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 is like a walking stick for me. It's one of the scriptures God gave me long time ago. I can never forget. And that is why it doesn't matter what happens. We can never be tired or weary of praying. Praise the Lord. And that is what the Lord wants me to remind us tonight. Because we have a faithful God. We have a faithful God. We have a God that his ability is unquantified, if I can say it that way. There is no limit to what he can do. That's why somebody like me will always be excited when it's time to pray. Because I know is an opportunity for me to pour out my heart before the Lord. It's an opportunity for me to open up to God. You know why? God, I am here. I know you know, but this is who I am. And of course, he knows. And one other thing I want us to be reminded of tonight is we pray. Not because God can't see your heart or my heart. It's about relationship. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. Our Father, who art in heaven. Our Father, is somebody your father when you don't talk to the person? Or you just walk past somebody on the street and call the person a father. Praise the Lord. No, it's about relationship. Because a time of prayer is my private time with my Father. It's my private time to discuss heart to heart. You know, to have like a heart to heart talk with my Father. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me. Number one, call unto me. God did not say, murmur unto me. Call unto me. And you don't call somebody with your mouth closed. True of us. You don't call unto somebody with your mouth closed. God is saying, call unto me. Where are you in the journey of your life? What is confronting you? What is making you to be depressed? What is making you to be discouraged? What are you looking up to God for? I mean, looking up to, and it's like that thing is far away, and you're just there, down, low, discouraged. God is saying, call unto me. What is it? Call unto me. So many times we've been promised so many things, and the promises never come. True of us. Nobody has ever been disappointed here. Oh, it's only me. Government are disappointed several times. My own father disappointed me a couple of times. Parents disappoint. Friends, we disappoint. Neighbors, we disappoint. Your loved one, people you hold so dear to your heart, we disappoint. But we have this faithful God. This almighty God. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. I want somebody to read it loud. Numbers 23, verse 19. It's not a man to lie. Let's read loud. Somebody read for us. Numbers 23, verse 19. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not a man. That is number one reason why we should be excited about prayer, about God. And that is another reason why we should believe him for whatever he has promised. If God has promised, when you call unto me, I will answer. It is because he is not a man. Because man has limitations. Oh. Some will promise they want to do, but something will happen and they won't be able to do it again. So we promise, and somebody will tell them, oh, you want to help her? You better help somebody else. They will change their mind. Some want to help. They want to do something. Oh, I greeted him yesterday. The way he answered me, it's so, like, kind of rude to me. And they change their mind. What has God said there? The Bible says, he's not a man to lie. It's not a man. So, as believers, we need to be convinced, as in 100%, maybe 110%, that he's not a man to lie. No matter what, you may not see the rain because you're expecting the rain. But I tell you, God will always come in his own way. Isaiah 55, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. It will always come. So, we are saying, God has asked me to call on him. What is the guarantee that if I call on him, he will answer me? I'll put some things down here just to remind us before we begin to pray. And as we share briefly together, I want you to be very specific. I want you to be very specific. Pick the one that is, you know, peculiar to you. Pick the one that you can relate with, because that is how we're going to pray tonight. I put down here Psalm 50 verse 15. Psalm 50 verse 15. That's another call. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will do what? I will deliver. I will deliver. So why should we believe him for what he has said? Why should we trust him to that level of, oh, he has said I should call upon him. He will deliver me. He will show me great and mighty things that I don't know. We know he can because he has done it before. We know he can because he has done it before. And the Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So if he has done it before, he can do it again. If he has healed before, he will heal again. If he has delivered before, he will deliver again. If he has provided before, he will provide again. We are convinced. We are very sure of this very word of God. I also have here Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. The Bible says, now unto him who is able to do what? Let's echo it. Let's read together. Abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Is able both to do the one I ask and the one I think. Praise the name of the Lord. Not only that he's able to do, he's able to do much more. Much more. He says somewhere in the book of Jeremiah, he said, while they are still thinking, I will do it. While they are still imagining, oh, I wish this can happen, I wish that can happen, he said, I will do it. That's another reason. Because of his ability. Because of his ability. We trust his power. Number two. Because he's just God. Because he's God. We know whatever he has promised, he's able to do because he's God. Praise the name of the Lord. Luke chapter 1 verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27. Jeremiah 32, 27 on the screen, please. Jeremiah 32 verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? The creator of the whole universe. The one that makes the sun, the snow, and the rain to fall at the same time. That the scientists are still struggling to understand how it happens. The one that can do and undo. The one that has the key of David in his hands. The Bible says when he opens, no man can shut. Because he's God. The one who threw the hand of Moses just because, I know, threw snake, proved himself to Pharaoh that, you know what? I am superior. Because he's God. Because he's God. The one that made fire to burn and the bush remains. What can the scientists do to explain that unto us? You set something on fire, you can just see the flame, and what you have set on fire is not actually burning. That is God. The same God that women, you know, women have been told their wombs were no longer there. And yet, out of the same womb, we've had twins, we have triplets. There was one four recently. And they be told, you are too old, and there is not even any womb there. One of them was so rich, she went to America, she went to India, she came to UK, they went everywhere. But right in the bedroom, when all hope was already gone, the babies came. That is God. Because no man has any explanation to how it happened. That is God. So we believe him because he's God. And he does amazing things. He has done it before. People have called upon him. And he has answered them. He has done a lot of things in the Bible that we can read about, and even in our days. One of my girls, we've been waiting on the Lord for a few years, and a lot of tests has been done. Just a few days ago, she just messaged me that God has done it. And I laughed. Because she's very positive. I said, so when we just talk about it, we just laugh over it, that when it is time, the Lord will do it. Praise the name of the Lord. What is it that you are believing God for, or that you're thinking about? Is it provision? He has done it before. He has done it before. John chapter 2, we know the story. How Jesus came into the scene, the marriage, and then they lack wine, and then he turned water to wine. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. So that's an assurance that if I'm lacking anything, God is able to do it. We can also see in Matthew chapter 14, verse 21. Also in Exodus chapter 4, 16 verse 4, is one of my favorites as well, where the Lord provided manna from heaven. Like as in we are here now, everybody is hungry and burgers begin to drop. And, you know, chicken begins, you know, to drop from heaven. That is it. So these are the things that should, you know, be there to encourage us to pray. So when it is time to pray, or when there is any issue at hand, I'm not shaking. I'm not scared. I'm not afraid. Why? Because he has done it before, and he can do it again. There is nothing happening right now that has never happened before. There is nothing that is new. They have happened before, and God has dealt with them before. So he will do it again. And I love one of Shirley Caesar's songs. He will do it again, and again, and again. There's no reason to doubt. He will do it again. There's no miracle we are receiving that he has not done before. Father, thank you. Maybe you are experiencing any storm and you are thinking, oh, this storm is so much. And you are thinking, oh, maybe this will be the end of it. I want you to read Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. Let's read that, please. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. Now, when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. He was asleep. One of the things that happens when we are given to prayer is you've got Jesus in the boat of your life. That's what happens, because it's a matter of relationship. And so as we go on in life, we have the understanding that God is with me. No matter what happens, God is with me. No matter the level of the storm, the storm stiller is with me. And so, I'm not shaking. So, this is another point. Just a reminder that faithful is he who has promised, call unto me, I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things. Is it healing that is needed? He has healed before. Severally. He has healed before. And I want us to look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 to 22. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20, 22. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. 12 years. Sometimes even as believers, we go through one thing or the other for a few weeks, few months, and maybe 1 year. We feel so down, we feel so depressed, and I'm like, really? That doesn't happen in the place of prayer. And then we come and give testimony like, oh yes, I fell down. I felt the pain so much, and I couldn't walk. I had to be helped to get up. And then we give the testimony like God has not done anything in the whole process. Now after all, it came at the last point. For good 12 years, I can imagine if it were our days, she would have been used to practice a lot of medications, try and error here and there. And the Bible says she spent all she had. You can imagine what that means. That is to tell you, it doesn't matter how long a situation has been. It doesn't matter how long. God is able to come through as we call upon his holy name. Hallelujah. The two blind men in Matthew chapter 27, they received their sight. So if you are believing God for God to restore your sight, either spiritually or physically, the Lord is more than able to do it as we call upon his holy name. Maybe you are here, you need deliverance. He has delivered before. In the book of Daniel chapter 6, verse 21 and 22, he delivered Daniel from the great lion. From the great lion. Because himself is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He delivered him. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28 to 33. Let's read that, please. Because that covers both spiritual deliverance and the physical one as well. Matthew chapter 8. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. Okay? Yes, let's read on. Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose. 8 verse 16 and 17. 8 verse 16 and 17. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirit with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Deliverance. If anybody is possessed with any evil spirit, in the presence of God, there is deliverance. Here tonight, there is deliverance. As many that has given room for the devil to dwell in, for the evil spirit to dwell in, tonight, they will be chased out in the mighty name of Jesus. Because our bodies are the temple of the living God. So we are here tonight. And the Bible says, the two will agree together. We're going to agree together tonight. As many that have been oppressed by one evil spirit or the other, tonight the Lord will deliver in the name of Jesus. Every power of evil spirit will be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliverance. Even Jonah that was living in disobedience and was swallowed up with fish, he prayed inside the fish and God delivered him. Whatever disobedience has taken us to into that is evil, that has been affecting our lives negatively, tonight the mercy of the Lord will speak deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. The mercy of God will bring us out in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. He has done it before, and we are sure he will do it again. Abraham and Sarah, their own case was a very special one. They were already too old. But because God had already promised that he was going to give them nations, somebody without a child at all. Did it happen? So, if somebody is trusting God for the fruit of the womb, for example, as far as God is concerned, age is not a barrier. The state of your life, the state of your body, doesn't have power to limit what God can actually do. These are just a reminder. We can write down Genesis chapter 21, verse 2. Your own might not be the fruit of the womb. It might just be that you are so old now in the kingdom. You are like 30 years, 40 years of being a Christian, and you can't point to any soul. You're barren. The number of years we count of being a believer that has no fruit to show to it, as far as God is concerned, you are barren. And may we not be like that tree that the Bible says Jesus Christ said they should leave it. Let's just leave it for another couple of years. And then he came back and returned. And his tree was still the same. What's your problem? If you are not benefiting everybody, you know, it just costs a tree. May that never be our portion in Jesus' name. Maybe your own is financial fruitfulness. God is more than able because he has done it before. He did for Peter. He was struggling, it was walking. To the point that even when, I want to believe when it was, even at the time of prayer, it was just like, you know, the time to even catch fish has passed. There's no more time. In this water, no fish can come out again. But then Jesus came and said to him, just launch out. If I want to dramatize how Peter probably replied, I shall do it. You know, that kind of attitude. You know, I'll try at your word. If you said I should do it, I will do it. Maybe you are here. You are struggling in one area or the other, or in your career. You just realize that you're putting in so much effort and it's like nothing is coming out. Maybe it's your family or marital issue or whatever. And it's just like nothing is coming out, you know, for you to show forth. Jesus has done it before. And Peter launched out into the deep. What happened? He had a net-breaking blessings. And that is what happens when we call unto him. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to just bow down our heads. I want us to bow down our heads as we just talk to God briefly. Father, I believe your word. Jesus, I believe your word. Peter said, at your word, I will lay down the net. I will lay down the net. Father, I believe your word. I trust your word. Yes, I will walk according to your word. I will walk according to that revelation you have given to me. Lord, I will walk according to that word you have spoken to my heart. Yes, things around me may not be saying anything in relation to what you are speaking to me. You have spoken to me. But Lord, I'm ready, Lord, to embrace your word and to walk with it. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. We also saw that God parted the Red Sea. God parted the Red Sea. Sometimes we come across situations that looks like Pharaoh. There are some situations like Pharaoh. Very stubborn. You are trying to get out. You take a step and then that step is back into that situation. But at a point, God did all he could do to get the children of Israel out. But he refused. Just like the kind of person he was. He refused. And God made the children of Israel to pass through the Red Sea. On a dry land, remember. God making a way where there seems to be no way. I don't know who you are. Maybe you are in that situation right now. And it's like everything around you is saying it is impossible. Everything is saying it's impossible. Everywhere you turn to, it's like nothing is going to happen. Remember, he has done it before. He can do it again. He made it to walk on the dry land. That is an heart of God that is so amazing. I used to tell people, it is possible for God to make them to just fly over. True? It's possible. Just, okay, let me just fly them over. He didn't. But for him to show his power, that is where his power is. He made the water, the sea, to part it into two. And they walk on a dry land. And after they did that, and they were still unrepentant. some enemies are like that. Some enemies are like that. Some people are like that. Let me use that word because some people say there is no enemy. There are enemies. Some people are like that. Even though God has, that act alone was enough to make them to change their mind. That really? Really? But they didn't. And they wanted to go after them. In Exodus chapter 15 verse 10, the Bible said, the enemy said, I will overtake, my desire shall be established upon them. But they forgot Isaiah chapter 7 verse 7 that says, though says the Lord, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. And I'm declaring tonight, whatever the enemies has proposed, whatever they have planned, whatever they have imagined, that will affect your life in any way negatively, this day we cancel them by the power in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They went after them. And what happened? The sea came together. Everything standing as enemy, either in your life, in your family, in your business, in your marriage, in your career tonight that will perish in the Red Sea in the name of Jesus. And because they will perish, you will never see them again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be it sickness, be it failure, whatever it is, tonight the Lord will show his power in the mighty name of Jesus. He did for them. He delivered them from the enemies. And they never see, never to see them again. In another place in Exodus chapter 15, we can write that down as well. Exodus chapter 15, verse 22 to 25. There the Bible God turned bitter water to sweet. Maybe you are here tonight. You know your life has been bitter in one way or the other. Your career has been bitter in one way or the other. Your marriage has been bitter in one way or the other. Whatever that doesn't bring joy to you is making your life to be bitter. Be it in your finances, in whatever way. The Lord is bringing his sweetness into it in the name of Jesus. Let's read Exodus 15:22-20. Now, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. There is just somebody, a thought coming to me now. Like somebody here, you've gotten something, you've been praying for something, and then you now got that thing. And now that thing is now adding more sorrow to you. It's something to talk to the Lord about tonight, because he's able. Hallelujah. Verse 24, and the people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? What shall we drink? Next verse. So he cried unto the Lord. How many of us are going to cry unto the Lord tonight? And the Lord showed him a tree. May the Lord open our eyes tonight. 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 Because some of the things we'll be praying about tonight, some of them, the answer to them may not be that God is bringing somebody to do it. May not be that it will just come as manna. It might just be that the Lord will open your eyes, my eyes. And you know what? What about this thing? What about going this way? What about meeting with this person? It might just be the answer to all the 10,000 prayer points. So he cried unto the Lord. Of course, we are in the place of prayer tonight. And the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. That instruction that we need. I want us to pray. Lord, that the instruction that I need for the next level, the next stage of my life, concerning that thing that I'm going through. Father, Lord, I receive in the name of Jesus. Lord, I receive it in the name of Jesus. I open up my heart unto you, Father. Touch my eyes, touch my ears, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, cause me to begin to see, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that which I need to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause my ear to begin to hear that which I need to hear. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the solution to that which I am going through right now. To the solution, Lord God, to that which I am believing you for. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. And so, they cried unto the Lord. The instruction came. They followed. And what happened? The sorrow, the bitter water was turned to. So, when we call upon him, because he's a faithful God, he has the power to turn you know, things around, and it will not be like those lepers that were healed, and they were being questioned, what happened to you? How did it happen? And they replied, I don't know what happened. All I know was a man touched me, and I am healed. I can see. He's done it before. He's done it before. And the last one, Exodus chapter 15, verse 3, before we begin to pray. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3, the Bible says there, let's read together. The Lord is, let's read one more time. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. One more time. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. What is that battle? What is that battle? I wrote down here, 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 17. That was when the children of Israel were being, you know, besieged, and Elisha's servant was crying to Elisha, we are done here. And he prayed a prayer. God opened his eyes. And the Lord opened the eyes of the servant. And then he saw the angels. He saw the armies of God. What is that battle? What is that battle? What is that battle? That you think, oh, this battle is so much. I've been fighting this since the day I was born. Some of us from Africa, we understand a little about that. The battles, when I'm talking about battles, it has to do with some things that you can't even explain. And some of us, we inherited things like that. You are fighting a battle for the sin our forefathers have committed. So we are still fighting the battle. Even though we are believers, we are still yet to come out of those things. You are still struggling to get out. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is a man of war. Can we please rise to our feet? Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Let's sing unto him. Let's sing unto him. Jehovah is your name. I want you to join your hand with somebody tonight. I want you to join your hand with somebody tonight. Two shall agree together. As touching anything here on earth, the Bible says the Lord will do unto us. You are going to agree with that person you are holding tonight. You are going to say, my sister, I agree with you tonight. The man of war is fighting all your battles. In the name of Jesus Christ, every battle that has not allowed you to enjoy the peace of God, I declare an end to them tonight. Let's go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. I agree with you. Every battle is coming to an end tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, because the Lord of hosts is here. The Lord of hosts is here. The Lord of hosts is here.
the one mighty in battle, in the name of Jesus Christ. Malekarabo Santa Rabaya Marakaya Garaba Setarabo. Every inherited battle, in the name of Jesus, we declare an end to you right here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Every battle we are fighting and we don't know anything about, we bring before the Lord in prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare an end to you. Every battle against families, in the name of Jesus, we declare an end to you tonight, because the Lord of hosts is here right now, in the name of Jesus. Every financial battle, even though you work hard, you earn so much, but there is nothing to show forth for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare an end to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, every battle with failure, today in the name of Jesus, we declare an end to you. We come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Writing exams and failing right every now and then, not because you have not prepared, it just happened. In the name of Jesus, every battle against your destiny, I agree with you. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come to an end. Come to an end. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I want you to please change your hand with another person. We made mention about the children of Israel, how the enemy pursued and pursued and pursued and pursued. Yeah, you are born again, you are a child of God. God has been fighting for you, but yeah, you are still there. You are going to agree with that person. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I agree with you. By the power of the Lord, come out of your Egypt. In the name of Jesus, come out of every prison representing Egypt. In the name of Jesus, come out of Egypt. In whatever your way, your life has been held back in Egypt. You are a believer, but there are still a lot of things that you experience as a result of the enemies pursuing, not wanting to let go. In the name of Jesus, I join my faith with you. Come out in the name of Jesus. You are delivered. You are delivered from the horde of Egyptians. In the name of Jesus, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of every bondage in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.